Audio morning brief for the U.S. grain market, 7:57 a.m. Eastern Time, March 14th. I'm Rich Boss of Critical Point. In the July corn futures, they pulled it back here as of overnight, testing last Friday's low. Yesterday's price action bumped its head at the five-day average, and they sold it. Okay, so it looks like a level four pattern of a bottom on Friday, top on Monday. And it's down and now due for a bottom today into early tomorrow. Can't fine-tune that unless we were going to update every few minutes and run more of the intraday kind of modeling, whereas normally intraday is just hindsight to help us with the level three. We don't have to sit around and watch it. It's kind of automated information or data or input. All right, any rate, daily stochastic is trying to be on the buy side here, oversold, and the model's saying it ought to be a level three bottom today. But something might go wrong, it'll be early tomorrow. Or it bounces nicely for a level four by tomorrow, pulls down and goes even lower still later in the week, and puts in yet another level four at a lower price, and it would just be yet another opportunity for level three. We'd have to throw the dart again. I think it's coming sooner rather than later, frankly, so I think it's today to early tomorrow. So I think if you can get trade above the overnight high is 604, probably got at least a level four bottom in place, but you need to consider it might be level three, and this market could stay up at least for a few days, might still top later this week, and yet it might extend into next week. It's very, very fuzzy, very damaged market. We don't really know what to make of it in terms of how we're going to time this next level three up move, but it is due for a wave of buying, if for no more than bargain hunting or, or covering shorts, taking some profits, but we're not seeing the fundamentals and the news and even the technical factors that would get them very excited to do a sizable short covering and bargain hunting and got to get it bought, that kind of scenario. So it's going to be a weak market, I think, for quite some time yet. All right, now we move over to the daily July soybeans, and it's fully retraced, almost fully retraced compared to level three bottom back on February 28th. Still no sign of a level three bottom at this time. It is due for a level three bottom starting today into the start of next week and ideally this week. So my guess is it's going to be either a level four bottom today, early tomorrow, or it's going to be a level four bottom later in the week. There's only going to be two level four bottoms left. One of them is going to trigger or coincide with a level three bottom. So I think it's getting ready for a rebound. It's quite oversold. So here again, I think it might be safer to say, well, if it can trade over the overnight high of 1484.5, probably got at least a level four bounce for a few hours or day and a half. But hopefully it would also be a sign level three bottom's in place. And it really should bounce into next week. It really shouldn't top late this week, like I said, for the corn. The corn's got more alternate scenarios and things that can go right or wrong here. But the beans look pretty good to us. I think the model's done very well, frankly. And I think we're going to get that bounce into next week on the beans. I think it's getting too oversold. And I think there's a good chance support is at 1476 down to maybe the upper 1460s or near that February 28th low at 1468.25, something like that. So now we just need a positive close, positive reversal would be a better price action here. Okay. And then take it from there, but also watch the overnight high. But you also have to watch for the five-day averages nearby resistance, currently at 1491. That could give us some problems. Okay, so in the wheat market, I like the price action. It acts as though it's bottomed for level three. The model's saying, put it under a microscope, it really should not have bottomed yet. So there's a chance of another downswing here this week and do a more appropriate, create a more appropriate bottom, and there is still potential down to 650 for July Chicago wheat. But I like the daily indicator on the buy side, and I think we want to follow through with that. I think the momentum's there. So I think if it trades above yesterday's high at 706.25, it should be thinking level three bottom's in place, and this market can rally into next week. So I think overall, all three grains rally in the next week. It's just the corn market worn, maybe there's some weird thing. It's only just a 2 or 3 day bounce here this week, and that's it. But overall, I think we have a chance for stability. The model's not favoring a large amount of upside, and if it did, it probably would like the soybeans over the corn and wheat here. Dollar's backing off. Don't know if it means anything to these markets. CPI inflation report due today might make the financial markets crazy. Not so sure it means that much to markets, but I am convinced there's some macro influence in this decline from February into March here, that some big boys have given up on commodities, may even be nervous over recession, deflation, disinflation, and may even be betting on the downside. I think it's more they just pulled out, and then the trading side of those funds maybe decided to actually play the downside short term, or the rest of the fund community that didn't care about the macroeconomics and the inflation just decided to play the downside. So I think we have fundamental reason that it came down, and it's the grain market itself doing it, but I think there's a macro hedge fund influence here as well. And I don't think that bodes well for the future of commodities. If we're going to have some bull runs in the grains this year or next, it's got to come from a crop problem, because I think there's some big boys have given up on any chance for long-term bull market in commodities. It's all going to be short-term trading. And at these levels, I think they see still more opportunities of lower. So we have to watch an eye out for that. All right, I think that's all I've got for you today. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Have a great day. Thank you.